That may have been the end of the anecdote, but not of its significance for me. A few years later, I took a second look at the first poem, and reluctantly I had to agree with my father's harsh judgment. It was a pretty lousy poem. After a while, I worked up the courage to show him something new, a short story. My father thought it was overwritten, but not hopeless. I was learning to rewrite. And my mother was learning that she could criticize me without crushing me. You might say we were all learning. I was going on 12. As I worked my way into other books and plays and films, it became clearer and clearer to me how fortunate I had been. I had a mother who said, "Buddy, did you really write this? I think it's wonderful." And a father who shook his head no and drove me to tears with, "I think it's lousy." A writer, in fact, every one of us in life, needs that mother force, the loving force from which all creation flows. And yet the mother force alone is incomplete, even misleading, finally destructive. It needs the balance of the force that cautions, watch, listen, review, improve. Those conflicting but complementary voices of my childhood echo down through the years. Wonderful, lousy. Wonderful, lousy. Like two opposing winds battering me. I try to steer my small boat so as not to turn over before either. Between the two poles of affirmation and doubt, both in the name of love, I try to follow my true course.